I'm joined now on the line with Labour councillor Aoife Breslin. Aoife, thank you so much for holding the line for us there. Aoife, you raised a couple of things, your motions recently. One was that the council requests that the National Transport Authority provide a Sunday service on bus route 833, and that serves Athy, Kilberry, Kildangan, Nerney and Kildare Town. So obviously that service doesn't exist at the minute. Aoife, can you hear us there?
Sorry, Tara. Yes, it doesn't exist on a Sunday. It does exist during the week. It's a highly popular service. It has meant a lifeline to so many different people, being able to visit family and friends and be able to go to the different towns, do shopping and days out. So, you know, as we all know, the local link services have been fantastic for the south of the county, because we have been bereft of local transport. But these have opened opportunities for people. And I just feel, given on a Sunday, when a lot of people are off and have time to visit family, that this will add to the service. And it's been a request from a lot of the people of South Kildare.
So that request is made, so you're kind of waiting to hear back, is that?
We're waiting, but I would be extremely hopeful. Can I say, you know, any requests that we've had, have put in, have been, a lot of them have been very successful, and I would be hoping that this would be successful and something that we will be campaigning on.
Okay, great. And then you also asked that the council write to the Transport Infrastructure Ireland. That's requesting remedial and resurfacing works. And carried out. This is a matter of urgency, you're saying. So this is the end.
Absolutely. And can I even say, in relation to your own Clem Ryan, who often runs this road, who I see running on this road, I wouldn't be quite as fit as Clem. But indeed, anybody who notices that there are several craters on this road, and so some of the tar has come away
on it. The N78, it's the roundabout in Athy, is it?
And it's from the roundabout to the roundabout in the N9, right through Barth Town. We call it the Spur Road here in Athy. It's kind of a nickname we have on it, but it is in quite poor condition for a major artery that's linking us to the motorway. It needs remedial work immediately.
And then how, so was there general consensus that that would be the case?
If there's consensus that we again contact the TII requesting that the funds be released for the Kildare County Council to carry out these works.
Okay, and then actually there was more remedial works you're looking for, but this is on footpaths in Athy. Is there a particular part or just in general?
No, there is a footpath list, has been drawn up by the area office. And the next, which we are working through and starting in the coming weeks, Forest Park in Athy will be the first area for the footpaths to be done.
Okay, so that's positive news. So starting
positive news.
Yeah, excellent. And then just finally, you were saying you wanted an update on the proposed housing development on the Kildare Road, so formerly known as Shamrock Store. Can you just update our listeners?
Yeah,
there?
Shamrock Stores is was an old shop when I was growing up in Athy, and it served the local area there. Kildare County Council had acquired the property a number of years ago. There's quite a large back garden in it as well. So what we are proposing to develop is to develop 6 units in it, and those units will be for older people. It'll be age-friendly housing.
Okay, and that is the intention?
That now is at design stage. It will then look for a part date and will go to the Department for funding. And again, look, as Bill has been on about housing is the number one subject in this county at the moment, and I would be hopeful that those houses will be financed.